Good evening, Evrenyan. It is May 10th, 2026. It is Mother's Day. Shoutouts to all the moms out there. I hope you gave your mom a call today, at the very least. You know, maybe visit her, got her a present. Whatever you did. Unless your mom sucks, in which case, fuck her. Got some good news today, but it has been a very slow news week, but doesn't stop me. Sam Neill has beaten lymphoma after a five-year battle with cancer. He is now ready, he says, to return to acting. Now, he has also said that he's not sure to what degree he's going to return to acting because the cancer has given him a new perspective on life, as it tends to do when you have a terminal diagnosis. But with the help of some new stem cell technology, he has managed to beat his lymphoma. He'll go back to acting. Loved him in The Mouth of Madness, so we'll see what he does next. In quite funny news, Tesla has recalled all of its budget Cybertrucks from the years 2024 to 2026, all makes and models from that time period, due to the fact that the wheels can just come off. You can just be driving and the wheels just slip off the axle and roll away. But the funny part, because Tesla is nothing, you know, they're no strangers to having to recall their products. The very funny part is that in 2 years, the total product recall has been for 173 units. So that is, they haven't even sold 200 of these budget Cybertrucks in the span of 2 years. So not looking good for Tesla. And this is old news, but I hadn't heard anything about it. Mexico has pledged universal healthcare for all 120 million of its citizens, set to start in the year 2027. Part of the reason I imagine I haven't heard of this is that Mexico is, of course, no stranger to introducing universal healthcare reforms and then not really following through on them. It happened in 2020, I believe again in 2023, and not much came of it. But Claudia Sheinbaum now in a position of power, and if anyone can do it, I think she might be the one. That's the news today for Psych Radio. Again, it has been a very slow news week, but it has been a very busy week for me as we end the week and get ready to go to an even busier one as I prepare for my move. I will be out of province on Friday, and it'll take me a little while to get settled in. But that's later. That's an issue for the psych bomb in a few days from now. The more important thing is tonight we got music, and when the music is good, you listen to it, you say thank you, music, and you just hang out and you have a good time. There is not really a theme tonight. My ego is still recovering from the last one. I am glad to hear everyone enjoyed the songs from my childhood in descending order of quality. It was, I thought it was a pretty inspired choice, and I'm glad to hear it worked out. But just some pretty classic good music for you tonight. We've got 10cc, Bruce Hibbard, and the Stone Roses coming up for you in just a moment here.
Well, I've been looking after number one for too long, and it seemed that love was passing me by. So I thought I better do something about it. And that's why I'm sitting here looking across the table at you. That's why I'm sitting here looking across the table at you. Like a blonde or a black or a blue rim? Do you like a fine making eyes at you, and I think we're
That was 10cc, Bruce Hibbard, and the Stone Roses. And if you haven't listened to that Stone Roses self-titled, highly, highly, highly recommend. They were very ahead of their time, and pretty much every Britpop act that ever followed them completely stole everything they ever did. Sometimes when I'm making these kind of chunks of music to play in between me, you know, coming in to interrupt and give a little bit of a history lesson, sometimes the theme kind of forms itself out of the ether. I didn't have a ton of linking elements in mind when I put these two songs together, aside from the fact that they were both, you know, pretty chill and pretty long. But Petrols and Calves coming up for you next here. Something interesting about both bands, Petrols is fronted by the former guitarist for Sheena Ringo's band, the Tokyo Incidents. I forget what that is in Japanese. And Calves is the last name of one of the members of King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. So these are both not necessarily solo projects. They are working with a lot of longtime collaborators and big names in making these albums. But these are parts of what are a much more famous, much bigger whole going on to kind of do their own thing. So coming up next here for you, we've got Petrols and Calves.
Shino yoni
That was Petrols and Calves. Coming up next here for you, I just gave that talk about how sometimes it all comes together in the edit and you come up with the theme on the fly. Oh, here's an element, put it together. Sometimes it's a bit more simple. Sometimes it's just, hey, I listened to a lot of psychedelic rock this week, so let's just put some psychedelic rock in. Coming up next for you, we've got The Murlocs, Babe Rainbow, and Kikigaku Moyo on Psych Radio. That was the Murlocs, Babe Rainbow, and Kikagaku Moyo. Sorry, Kikagaku Moyo. Coming up next for you, we've got some more music from what I've been listening to all week this week. Just a lot of 70s music, bands from the 70s and 80s. And it's in listening to music that's a little bit older that you start to develop some opinions that people really ought not to be developing in the year 2026. Opinions like, I think Phil Collins might be underrated. Now, I know that sounds a little insane because, like, he's Phil Collins. Like, you know, Genesis frontman, In the Air Tonight. I think, like, pretty much every song off every album he's ever released has charted to some degree. But especially in our much more modern and more enlightened age, I feel like Phil Collins has gotten kind of weirdly forgotten about in a way that, like, feels strange. And I think a part of it is anti-bald discrimination. People are against anyone who's got a sufficiently receding hairline. Because, you know, Phil Collins can't be a star with the Norwood 7 going on. But regardless of whatever the reasoning may be, it really is strange to see how someone so prolific and, I think, in my opinion, so overwhelmingly talented is broadly kind of not given a lot of respect beyond In the Air Tonight. You know, a lot of people are like, well, Genesis got bad when he was frontman, which is not entirely wrong. Genesis was not releasing their best material, but they were in their 30s, man. Like, all the juice they had was getting sapped out of them anyway. Like, is that Phil Collins' fault, or was he just there when it happened, you know? And Phil Collins today, he is the oldest man I have ever seen. He looks like, if you asked an alien what an old person would look like, they would, like, kind of like, wee, wee, like, make that. And they'd be like, that's Phil Collins. And you'd be like, I don't even know how you know who Phil Collins is. And they're like, we love No Jacket Required. Anyway, coming up next for you here, we've got an extra long stretch of music. We've got Hall & Oates, we've got Pulp, and we've got Phil Collins with one of my favorite songs of all time. But you'll get to that when you get to that.
What you wanna do, what you wanna do, what you wanna do, and be what gonna do what you wanna do. Be what you are. Be what you
say. So swivel. No, I
That was Hall & Oates, Pulp, and Phil Collins. Psych Radio will be taking a bit of a break going into, at the very least, the next week. Again, I will be moving out to Newfoundland on Friday, will be the day of my plane, and it's going to be very hectic until then. So next week, for sure, there will be no Psych Radio. Potentially the week after that as well. You might not have another Psych Radio until the 31st of May. I'll try to do only a 1 week break, but you know how these things go. It's a move, it's a big deal, but ideally it won't be too much of a hassle once we actually get there, get everything unpacked, and I don't know, I can use a computer laying on my stomach on the floor, kicking my feet up in the air. Wait, you know how it goes. I will not see you again for at least another week. So I will miss you. Of course, I hope you'll miss me. And that'll be it for Psych Radio for this evening. And at the very least, until 2 weeks from now. So thank you once again for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in as you have been. Thank you to our very gracious admin for allowing me to use up all of her bandwidth. And that's about all I got for you tonight. It's been a pleasure. I hope I get to play some more music for you again soon. And I'll see you when I see you. Take care.